Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69.
As you see, I passed out a letter that had an attachment from the council on aging where they notified us in August that they would no longer be serving meals to our seniors at Cobb Center.
All right, so you have probably heard this story. Of course, I always feel like I need to make sure to cover it clearly for you. But this is Rosa Johnson. She was speaking at the Pensacola City Council meeting first, and then she went to the Escambia County Commission meeting on Friday and spoke again. And the issue of the Cobb Center and the seniors who say they are not getting fed there, a program that is overseen by the Council on Aging of West Florida. I was out obviously last week. I've heard this story get covered quite a bit. And the one thing that I will say is I have not heard the response from Council on Aging themselves. And I happen to be very good friends with Josh Newby, who's the executive director over there. He's been the executive director for many years. And I thought to myself, well, we probably ought not cover this unless we talk to Josh. So not right now, but coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to get their side, his side of the story, because that's, you know, the way you should do these things. But I do want to give Rosa Johnson her chance to speak and then talk a little bit about the story that you have. As I said, I think we have heard this story quite a bit on local media for the last week or so.
The reason they gave me is that they're no longer serving meals because there was a conflict between an employee from the Council on Aging, an employee from the city of Pensacola. What does that have to do with the seniors? Why are we being penalized?
Yeah, and I mean, that's a fair question. She's frustrated and confused about why it is that the meals aren't happening, and it seems like something that's not significant, so why should the senior suffer for this sort of logistical, interpersonal dispute kind of problem, if that's indeed what it is?
And their commitment on their 501(c), they stated that they would be serving meals to the seniors. Okay, they didn't say some seniors, sometime. They said they were going to be serving meals to the seniors. Why are we being eliminated from these services because of a conflict between two individuals? I would like to know why.
I think we all want to know why. It's not an unfair question, especially if you're the one receiving the service or had been receiving the service.
What justification can you give me or any of our seniors that you're going to stop feeding us because of an argument between that person and that person?
All right, so that's sort of, you know, first set of information is somebody's frustrated and doesn't understand and feels like she's gotten an explanation that does not add up and does not justify the decision. And she goes to the political leaders, which is what you're supposed to do. You go to them and see if you can figure this out. Hey, what gives? Okay. Second level of information, Amy Miller, the deputy city administrator, she says,
you're aware of that situation. It boils down to a minor personality conflict between a couple of individuals. We have reached out to the Council on Aging on numerous occasions and tried to arrive at a compromise solution and have been met with resistance at all of our efforts to get this food program restored to our center.
Okay, so Amy Miller, who is a very credible, reliable, capable person, she says that they have tried to work with the Council on Aging West Florida and have been basically stonewalled or given inadequate answers, and that they've tried everything and hasn't come up with an answer yet.
We have spoken to the staff at Council on Aging. We've spoken to board officers at the Council on Aging. It truly is Council on Aging's decision on where they choose to provide meals. As I stated, we've contacted them with numerous compromise solutions for how to restore meals at that site, and we've been refused at every turn.
All right. Thank you very much. Unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, it's what my perception of this story, based on what they said, is 100% negative and 100% blame on the Council on Aging West Florida is what it seems like. But that's why you bring the other side on to hear from them and find. And by the way, I don't know what Josh is going to say. I just, you know, arranged the interview last night. And I just figured this is exactly what we're supposed to do, is hear from the other side, because it sounds really terrible. And I will say this, whenever you encounter a story that seems very clear, but you've only heard one side of the information, how eager or how certain should you be that you've got enough to make a decision? Right? Now, in this case, it's not just one side. It's not just the woman or the people receiving the services. Amy Miller says too. Okay, that's significant to me. But always talk, you know, to the other side. And one of the things in life that's going to frustrate you, but it's just true, you know it's true, is you often have to make decisions about who to believe, what to believe, who to trust in the presence of conflicting information or inadequate information. I mean, that's life, right? Well, okay, I know Josh really well. He's one of my best friends. I don't know what the answer is here, but I know Josh is certainly a decent person, a very kind person, a very smart person. So I have confidence that there's a significant piece of information or pieces of information that we just don't have yet. I don't know what they are, but I trust that they're there. That's why I wanted to have him on to talk about this. We'll come back to this in just a second. And it's important to do that. Like, don't just jump to a conclusion. Now, I mean, it could be the conclusion the Council on Aging is doing something really wrong. I mean, that's a possibility. Even though he's a friend, even though I know him. I mean, good people do bad things sometimes. I'm not saying that. I'm just, you know, you have to be open to all the possibilities. But being open to the possibilities means don't just take information from one perspective. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Traffic's brought to you by Voodoo Barbecue. Time to taste the magic at Voodoo Barbecue. Cajun style, fall off the bone ribs, pulled pork the way it's meant to taste. Voodoo Barbecue on 9 Mile Road, Pensacola. I-10 and 110 are both looking good at this hour. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that is flowing smooth. The front gate of NES Pensacola backed up to Inner Bay. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So back to the Cobb Center issue. This came up again in the county commission meeting on Friday. Of course, the same person had gone there to complain, which is certainly within her redress rights, her First Amendment rights, and is exactly what you should do if you feel like there's a political solution to be had to a problem that you're suffering from. Lumen May.
In contact with the mayor in relation to Cobb Center, and he's assured me that the seniors at Cobb are going to be fed and he's taking care of it. So just want to put that clarification in that I've been in contact with the mayor and that those seniors at Cobb will be taken care of.
Okay, so, you know, Lumen says he's talked to D.C. I'm assuming that they were texting during the meeting or that he's called him previously, but, you know, some kind of resolution has been had, but that still doesn't really answer the issue, and that doesn't help us understand what we should think about a, you know, public 501c3 that, you know, receives public funding, the Council on Aging in West Florida, generally a very good agent. When we partner with them for their, you know, chill out, WAR partners with them for their chill out. So, again, it just, you know, it's a good organization doing a lot of good work, serving the seniors, and I know the executive director extremely well, but I don't know the answer to this particular question. And so we'll ask him here in about 20 minutes, because that's what you do. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
What justification can you give me or any of our seniors that you're going to stop feeding us because of an argument between that person and that person?
We have spoken to the staff at Council on Aging. We've spoken to board officers at the Council on Aging. It truly is Council on Aging's decision on where they choose to provide meals. As I stated, we've contacted them with numerous compromise solutions for how to restore meals at that site, and we've been refused at every turn.
So that's Rosa Johnson, who is one of the recipients of meals at the Cobb Center, and then Amy Miller, the deputy city administrator, talking about the allegations that the Council on Aging of West Florida has for personality conflicts or personnel conflicts of some undisclosed type stopped providing meals at the Cobb Center to the seniors who need those meals. And as again, Amy Miller is making it sound like they've tried everything to solve this, and Council on Aging West Florida has refused every effort. Lumen May in the commission, this is on the city council meeting 2 weeks ago, on the commission meeting on Friday, Lumen said he had been talking to DC and they were providing, they were going to make sure that meals got served. And I just figured, well, you know, hey, I know the guy who's the executive director, and even if I didn't know him, in order to make sure that we get all sides covered on this, we ought to talk to the person who runs the agency. So joining us now, we have Josh Newby, who is the executive director of the Council on Aging of West Florida. He is also a dear friend of mine. We were in Leadership Pensacola together 10 years ago. God, 10 years ago. Josh, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Andrew.
Absolutely. And just FYI, a little bit of background. You know, you and I are good friends. I know you, your family. Josh is a dear friend. I would trust him. He's a kind person, a generous person, a smart person, even though I usually beat him at board games. but he's a great guy. Right. And he's on the wrap with me once a month. He filled in for me. Thank you very much for filling in for me with Jonathan Owens a day last Monday that I thought was very entertaining and interesting. It was actually radio I loved listening to, so thank you for doing that. And you're right now getting ready to go to Tallahassee for the Leadership Pensacola meeting that does that annually. So, you know, all kinds of good stuff. So, okay, tell me what I don't know. Tell me how this happened, how we got here, what's going on. Clarify.
Yes. Well, and again, I appreciate the opportunity to give our side, Andrew, because I do feel very strongly that Council on Aging has been mischaracterized in various public forums over the past couple of weeks. This is a long story that I will try to condense. But about 16 months ago, in late 2024, I became aware of behavior and treatment of our employee at the Cobb Center by a city employee. I witnessed the behavior firsthand several times because I never want to take a secondhand account or rumors or allegations of staff mistreatment. And what I witnessed was I would describe as insulting and bullying and toxic behavior from a city employee to our employee. So I contacted the City Parks and Rec Department, and the city said that they were aware of this employee at Cobb Center, their employee, that they had a long problematic history with this employee and that they would deal with it. So I said, fair enough, you know, I'll give them a couple weeks, a couple months to work that through. So this was in late 2024. In February of 2025, I received several calls from my employee in tears begging me to come up to Cobb Center. I dropped everything, went up to Cobb Center several times, and again, witnessed firsthand a city employee berating and behaving in a noxious and a very, very unpleasant manner toward my employee. I intervened and contacted the city once again, and they said that they were aware, that they were conducting an investigation, that they were dealing with it. I said, okay, waited several more months. Nothing happened. Endured several more phone calls from my employee in tears. Nothing happened. Finally, I told city administration, I'm going to pull out of Cobb because it's my responsibility to protect my employee. If you can't relocate or relieve your employee of their duties. Again, they did nothing. So I gave 30 days notice to all the clients because I never want a senior citizen to go without proper nutrition because of a staff conflict. I gave 30 days notice to all clients that they could continue to receive meals for free at any other site. We would provide free transportation to any of those sites so they could get their meals. They could come back to Cobb and they continued to eat with their friends. Out of 60 clients, only three took us up on that offer. And so now it has been over 16 months, the city well aware of this problematic employee. That employee continues at work at Cobb every day. And I did have a conversation with Amy Miller last Tuesday.
So that would, okay, so Tuesday would have been after the first city council meeting, before the county commission meeting. Okay, just for time's sake clarification, go ahead.
Yes. And to be clear, I have called the city multiple times. I've talked to Councilman Valerian Wiggins. I've talked to Councilwoman Broughton's office. I've talked to Commissioner May's office. Every public official I speak to agrees that the onus is on the city to deal with this employee. And I told Ms. Miller on the phone that I take issue with her comments because I feel that Council on Aging has done everything to engage in good faith And I have told them multiple times, I will return to Cobb tomorrow. Tomorrow. I have put my staff on 24-hour notice. I will return to Cobb tomorrow as soon as my employee has a safe and positive environment in which to work.
Back to Josh Newby. Again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this whole dust-up over the Cobb Center, the providing of meals by the Council on Aging West Florida to the elders there, to the seniors there, and the fact that they have not been doing it now for a couple of months due to, as Josh just in-depth explained, a very, very serious personnel conflict that could not be resolved, though he says he made many, many efforts to try to resolve it. Okay, so I forget the question I asked you right before we went to the traffic, but... What's been the answer? What's been the solution? Is there not a solution? You tell me.
So last I called Amy Miller on Tuesday after the previous week's council meeting, and we spoke. We had a productive conversation. I think I clarified a lot of things for her. I think that maybe she has been misinformed about our efforts. And I reiterated to her that I will return to Cobb tomorrow if this problematic employee is relocated. She said to stand by, and that's been a week now.
Did you talk to Tanya, the new Parks and Recs director? She was just confirmed at the same meeting where the complaints were made, right, Tanya Bird?
Correct. Yes, yeah, so Tanya Bird was the original one that I spoke to 16 months ago and 12 months ago. She was the one the conversation was opened with.
Okay, and is she? Have you talked to her since? Has she expressed anything? Because it's really sort of her direct report, right?
That's correct, but it no, I have not talked to her because it's escalated to,
okay, to
her
Amy.
Boss,
I got you. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Did in any of this time, was it ever a possibility that your employee might be located somewhere else? I mean, if for no other reason than for her, it sounds like a female, for her peace of mind and try a different employee in the situation, because sometimes, you know, sometimes it's just two people don't get along. And I know you witnessed it, and I'm not trying to give shade for the or cover for the person who did it wrong, but did you try that or consider that?
Yes, in an effort to provide sort of temporary relief while we worked through this, we swapped her out for a gentleman, so a different gender and different race, you know, to try to swap out all the variables there, and it was the same situation. And now it's at a point where it's a known toxic environment, and I can't willingly send an employee, you know, force an employee to work under those conditions.
Okay. Well, I mean, I understand that. And now, as I told people about a half hour ago, I said I had only heard the comments by Rosa Johnson, who's I understand her frustration. I had only heard the comments from Amy Miller, and I understand her perspective based on what she said. And it sounds like a terrible situation. And what the reason I wanted to have you on is particularly because I know you. I know the Council on Aging. I know you do great work. I know you're smart and empathetic and so forth. And I knew there had to be more to the story than what was being let on, because the story, as I understood it to this point, was 100% negative against you guys. It made you sound incompetent or malicious or mean or short-sighted or whatever or all the above. And I knew that couldn't possibly be the case. That's why I wanted to have you on. And this is just for the fact's sake, this is the first time I'm actually hearing the explanation. I deliberately wanted to hear it, not as a friend in private. I wanted to hear it for the first time on the radio where I'd ask you my follow-up questions. And so this is the first time I'm hearing it. And I hate the situation, and I completely understand where you're coming from. And I want to know for, you know, we'll have the mayor on obviously tomorrow, and we'll ask him what's going on with this employee and, you know, what their perspective is as well, because that's only the fair thing. Anything else? I'm sure it kills you guys. Because ultimately, you want to serve the seniors, and that's your mission, and
Cobb,
to not be able to do it.
Cobb was by far our most popular, most engaged site. We had over 60 clients there, which is the most of any site. It really kills me that we aren't in Cobb. That's why I hate that we've been painted as sort of, you know, intransigent and stubborn and unwilling, because I want to go back to Cobb. But it's my responsibility to ensure a safe and productive working environment for myself.
And just because it's maybe kind of a question people have, what is the nature of your obligation to provide meals? Is it specific to locations? Is it a total number of meals? Is it based on funding? Like, what is your MOU with the city?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it is a city-owned site. We are in both city and county-owned sites. Essentially, we come in and we provide meals. We staff the kitchen, provide the meals, facilitate bingo, holiday celebrations, et cetera, et cetera. It really just depends on funding and geography. and we have working MOUs with the city and county for many sites. The termination clause for which, as I alluded to, is 30 days notice.
Okay. And again, I'm assuming that, but you correct me if I'm wrong, that at all your other sites, in all the other ways you do this, that except for this one particular location with this one particular employee, things go great. And it's a joy, and it's
yeah.
And it's the reason you have volunteers or employees, and they love going to their job because they're doing good work in the community, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the seniors remain socially engaged. They make new friends. They receive proper nutrition. It is one of our most public-facing and one of our most delightful programs, which is why I hate, again, that a staff conflict came in between that us and our mission in that case.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm hearing your explanation for the first time, and what I keep thinking about is, God, this great thing, you know, this soul-refreshing, community-serving thing that you guys or your employees get to do and that your donors know is providing and your grant funding is providing is being thwarted. You know, the good work is being thwarted by this one particular employee, and let's solve that. I mean, let's get that problem and somehow or other out of the way, right?
That's what's so frustrating. It seems like the easiest solution. I mean, I'm sure the city has a difficult decision to make. I'm sure they have their own staff considerations. But on the outside, to me, it just seems like the easiest solution to make.
I know this isn't the direction that you're wanting to go, but I do want to ask the question. The harassment, I think, is a general way to describe it that's going on. Did it ever in your mind rise to the level of a criminal act, or was it always just a frustrating, painful, psychologically harmful
yeah,
kind of situation?
It was never physical.
Okay.
And it's not what I would describe as criminal, but I would describe it as just intimidating and exclusive and.
Well, you mentioned you said that you changed genders and you put somebody in there who was a man and of a different race. I'm reading between the lines. I'm imagining it was a black woman and now it's a white man, but you didn't say that.
Actually, surprising is it was a white woman and then it was a black man.
Okay, I gotcha. I mean, did it seem discriminatory to you? Because that's its own separate issue legally.
It did, which is why I don't want to elaborate too much.
I gotcha.
On that piece.
Okay. Yeah. And I understand even answering that question carries a certain level of, you know, you want to be cautious. So that's fair. Okay. But I just wanted to understand. So, well, Josh, you know, I'm sorry this is all happening. Obviously, the thing I'm most sorry for is that the seniors have been not getting fed and feeling, you know, lost in their opportunity to get the services, which I know hurts you as well. But again, I knew how the story had been playing. I knew what people were perceiving, what I was perceiving. Literally, what I was perceiving from the story, and that's why I wanted to have you on to explain. Anything I didn't ask you, anything else you want to clarify, anything you else want to tell the community?
If Amy Miller or David Stafford or any of the city administration is listening, please call me. You have my cell. Let's get this figured out.
And by the way, I want to, this may come as a surprise to people, but I reached out to you last night, and your answer to me was, of course, I'd love to come on. Thank you for, you know, offering. And you had said to me specifically, I didn't want to ask because as your friend, I didn't want to put you in the position of having to, you know, either say no to me. It's not newsworthy, whatever.
Yeah.
This is like Josh did not come to me in any way asking for the opportunity to express because he knows I have a radio show. I went to him because I thought this story is not being covered completely in fairness, and I want to make sure and do that. So, which I think speaks to his character in a bunch of other ways as well, which I will vouch for any day you ask me about it. Josh, have a great time in Tallahassee. I'm so glad you were able to clarify this for me. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you again soon. And again, thank you so much for filling in for me last week, even though you did botch the sports reference. You specifically said
that we could move forward on. Let's go to traffic on the fives.
Wow.
John, hit it, John.
There you go.
Hit the goalpost. When you hit the goalpost, that's a bad thing, Josh. Just want to, for future reference.
I will never, as long as I live, I'll never make that mistake again. I'm so sorry.
I love you, brother. Thank you for the time this morning.
You too. Thank you.
All right.